Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm here at Drunken Lullaby Studios, bringing you a special introduction to the episode. Why am I doing a special introduction, you ask? Because we have a new sponsor for the FCF Network that I wanted to talk to you about, and that sponsor is craftbeerclub.com. What's craftbeerclub.com, you say? Well, it's a service that will bring you craft beers straight to your door. Free shipping. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to try to figure out, oh, what do I feel like drinking? You just subscribe, and they will send you a box of 12 beers every month. And if you go to craftbeerclub.com and use the promo code FCF Network, that will save you $10 off your 3-month subscription and get you free shipping. That sounds like a pretty good deal, right, Freckles?
Sounds great.
All right, and you'll get such beers as the Pilot Mountain Pale Ale from Foothills Brewing in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Now, this is a seasonal beer, 5.5%. It says, much like its iconic namesake, Pilot Mountain, is distinctive among APAs. Our unique blend of malts lend color and character, while a predominance of Cascade hops add distinctive aroma and flavor, a landmark beer by any name. And what's cool, this beer is not available in Illinois. You can't get this beer. You would have to know somebody in the Carolinas or the DC area to send this beer to you. I had never heard of Foothills before. Have you heard of Foothills, Freckles?
I haven't.
That was really tough for me to say. But thanks to craftbeerclub.com, I get to try this. I get to try one more beer from Foothills. Plus, we get two beers from another brewery from across the country. You get 4 beers per month, and you get 3 of each beer. Now, craftbeerclub.com hooked us up at the FCF Network, and they sent us a free box of beer. And you know your boy, The Voice, laid claim to one of each of those beers, and I am featuring them on the episodes. So this is the first one I'm featuring. I had not had it, and I figured Brianna and I would give it a shot here. Now, we did drink this on Couch Pilots episode 100. Well, I didn't, actually. Blake and Jason did. They gave me a porter to drink instead because it wasn't called Pilot, so it didn't play in. But I'll drink any beer on this show. Would you like a sip? Get some of that in ya. It's pretty refreshing, I would say. 5.5%, 52 IBUs. Like I said, brewed and bottled at Foothills Brewing in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So, if you want to try beers like this or a variety of other beers, just go to craftbeerclub.com, enter the promo code FCF Network, and you'll get a box of beer delivered to your door that will be perfect for you to enjoy while listening to Drunken Lullabies every Sunday. We have the drinking game. I promise you won't go through all 12 in 1 week. Maybe by the end of the month, they'll be gone. I can pretty much guarantee that. So be sure to check them out. Just go to fcfnetwork.com on our website and click the banner. It'll take you right there. Also, if you're at fcfnetwork.com, you'll see another banner, and that is for Amazon. Christmas is coming up. You've been Christmas shopping, haven't you?
All year round.
You've been having a lot of packages arrive to the house that I'm not allowed to look at. Why is that?
Well, I don't want you to know what I'm buying. And why else would I be hiding them?
I don't know. You tell me.
They may be for you.
They better be. Have you been buying these packages on Amazon?
Not yet.
Not yet. But if you do, what I encourage you to do is go to fcfnetwork.com, click that Amazon banner, and at no extra cost to you, our beloved listeners, you will help support the FCF Network. Amazon is willing to give us a little bit of a percentage of your purchases as a thank you. So by going to Amazon and buying Christmas presents for your friends and family and favorite podcasters, you will get your gifts, plus you'll get the gift of knowing that you're helping support your favorite podcasting network, the FCF Network. All you got to do, just go to FCF Network, click the banner. I have a lot of Christmas shopping to do, and I'll tell you, between my job at the bank, my job at the Fox, and this podcast, I don't have a whole lot of time to go out to stores and shop. Freckles, you do most of your shopping online too, don't you?
It's true.
It's very convenient. It's just the time we live in. So if you're like us and you do a lot of online shopping, go to Amazon, buy through them, support our bands of the week. If you like some of the music I'm playing in this episode, go to Amazon, buy some of their CDs, but do it through SCF Network. All of Brianna's presents that I'm ordering, they're in my cart right now. I'm just waiting until I get paid. And then I'm buying them through our FCF Network link. So I'm supporting my brethren podcasters, but also getting her some awesome Christmas presents.
Woohoo!
Sounds like a good idea. Mm-hmm. And like I said, no extra cost to you. So go to FCF Network. That's where you find all the shows. The new episodes are updated every week, and we've got our banners there. So get yourself some craft beer from craftbeerclub.com. Get yourself some, you can buy whatever you want on Amazon. They've got toilet paper. They've got food, DVDs for Drunk at the Movies. They've got music. I mean, there's literally anything on Amazon, and it can support the network. So without any further ado, let's get this episode underway. We're going to be magically whisked away to a secret location, and I think you're going to enjoy what you hear. So, this is the voice saying, see you in a couple seconds. Hey everybody, it's the voice, and it is time for another episode of Drunken Lullabies. This week, I am on location yet again, bringing you a glimpse into another business in the Peoria, Illinois area that have not featured before. I'm very familiar with this place. Freckles and I have ate here in the past and recommended it to several friends. The beer is fantastic, and that's what we're here to do. We're going to sit here. We got a couple people from the establishment, and we're going to talk to them about it and about the beer, and who knows what else. We'll see where the alcohol takes us. But I'm at Blue Duck, and I would like to thank Gavin with a K, and Annie for joining me here. Freckles is sidled up next to me at the bar as per usual, and we're going to drink some beers, and we're going to talk to these guys all things Blue Duck. So before we get into that, I want to mention that Drunken Lullabies is, of course, brought to you by Distill Brewery, and Distill was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the barrel-aged St. Dakara series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone, with options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Fadania. Don't forget Dos Day coming up in a couple weeks. Get your tickets. Distill.com. Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott bland alongside us. Support flavor. Drink Distill. All right. And as always, the Drunkomaniac drinking game is in effect for all you listeners. So anytime one of us swears, that's a drink. Anytime there is a pop culture reference or an impression, that's a drink. Then there's the Szymanski rule. Anytime there's an audible expulsion of gas, that is a drink. And anytime the word of the day is said, that's a drink as well. We're going to make the word of the day duck. Or should we go blue?
Duck.
Okay. Duck it is. So that's your drinking game. Now it's time for us to play our drinking game, brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. It is time to play Spin the Bottle.
Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. church and pay a tax. Pound that beer, pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no, pound that beer. Pound that beer, pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no, pound that beer. Bubble on back to the bar.
All right, and I am going to take this upon myself because our guests here are on the clock, and I know one of them's the owner, but still, I have respect for what they're doing here at Blue Duck, and they have a dinner service to prepare for. They're going to drink the beers with us through the show, but it may not be wise for one of them to chug a 6.5% flatback IPA. So,
gets better, actually, the drunker she gets. So I've seen her in action.
It's true.
We've had to call her in midday. Well, can you come in for night service while I've been drinking for the past 2 hours? I'm like, you're just hitting your stride.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
So am I overstepping my line by, like, I was trying to be nice, but, like, would you prefer to chug, or are you going to let me handle it?
I'll let you handle
okay.
it this time.
Okay, all right.
Guests can drink.
Well, bottoms up. As I said, this is the flatback IPA. And I'm just going to take it straight from the can and enjoy the hoppy goodness. So, cheers, everybody.
Feel like I
live by football rules. That's what it says on the wall. I didn't just make that up, but that's a pop culture reference you have to drink.
The whole restaurant's a pop culture reference.
Blue Duck.
It's a Billy Madison reference.
Yeah. I colored the duck blue because I wanted to see a blue duck.
That's exactly it.
But I didn't say that in the proper voice.
That was kind of an impression, though.
Yeah.
So that's a drink.
Yeah.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
So that answers one question right there. I was going to say, tell us a little bit about Blue Duck and the fact that it's named after a Billy Madison reference. That makes me like this place even more. Take the floor. Give us a little Blue Duck history here.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So, I wanted to open a restaurant. I had that idea in high school. Even
okay.
Thought it'd be awesome. I didn't have really much experience at all at that point in restaurants, and I went a more conservative route, I guess you could say. Went to the University of Illinois. Graduated from there. I was born and raised in Peoria, so I went over to Champaign. And then I went up to Chicago right after that. I was working in the finance industry.
Did you go to U of I?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Went to
ILL. Well, I you never want to assume. You
I
are wearing an Illinois sweatshirt. I'm usually wearing my Illini cap, but I went with my beloved Detroit Red Wings. Honorary? instead of, I was in the middle of transferring and I had a kid. So I had to put a 6-year delay on finishing my degree, and then by that time I just finished online.
Yeah.
But I spent a lot of time in Champaign because all my friends were there, and I would have been. But Drew, I love you anyways, even though you kept me from living in Champaign and getting my degree from U of I, because I was going to go study broadcasting.
Yeah.
It's a good school for that.
Yeah, I had a couple friends in the department.
Still ended up doing this anyway, so what can you say? It all worked out, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, we were actually talking yesterday about going down to a game on the 11th. We're missing homecoming, which is this weekend as of recording. Do you usually make it over there for that?
I have. About every other year, I make it over there. This weekend, we have a big event we're doing here.
Okay.
We have a wedding we're catering. So I'm going to be in town here, but I have some friends who live in Chicago that are coming down on Friday night, coming through Peoria, eating here, hanging out a little bit before they go over. And they'll have a couple watered-down beers for me, I'm sure.
Gotcha. Well, Champaign now, they've got a lot more options than... What years did you go there?
So I started there in 2006, graduated in 2010.
Okay.
So I worked...
Much younger than I.
Yeah, well, I don't know your age, but I'll trust you on that.
36.
Okay.
So. But yeah, now the drinking over there is a lot better for us craft beer fans than it would have been back in those days.
Absolutely.
So there's way better beer, and I'm kind of bitter about it.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a Keystone Light in 7
Why
years.
Why would you?
Thank
Although
God.
I did drink a Busch last night that got left at my house.
$60 kegs.
But,
that's why.
Yeah, yeah.
In college.
after drinking a couple Wake Up Neos and some Deadhead Reds, I didn't feel the need to open another high gravity IPA. I'm like,
yeah.
Busch it is.
Busch, all right.
It's 11 o'clock. I don't need anything strong. So I totally hijacked your story. This is typical. So you're in Chicago.
Yeah. So I was working in finance in Chicago. And I lived there for 5 years. And money was good. You know, I was up there with friends and, you know, kind of had that, you know, nagging feeling in the back of my head about, you know, this is something you always wanted to do, because I actually contemplated going to culinary school before I went to U of I. I always had a passion for food and a big believer in the power of a good meal to, you know, change somebody's day for the better. But I kind of talked myself out of that, can always go back to food, and you can't really go back to business per se, you know what I'm saying? So I got my degree there and had some success in Chicago, and it just kept popping up in my head, you know, this is not where you're supposed to be, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. And it's kind of, I got mentally to the point, well, you know, at that, you know, wasn't married, didn't have a mortgage, didn't have kids. And so it was like, if I try something and I fall on my face, it's only myself to pick up, you know. So if I'm going to go for this, I'm going to try it now. And so I started getting serious about it, probably 5 or 6 years ago. And during that period, I started smoking meats. I started getting into barbecue. I'd always eaten it, and I'd always been cooking. So I'm kind of self-taught on everything. So I started, I got a little kind of home smoker, and I started experimenting with that. And I started making some really crappy barbecue. Which is what you do when you're first getting into it. But it was great. It was so much fun. It's a great excuse to have friends over. It's a great excuse to drink beer. And so I just fell in love with the culture of barbecue. And it was like a light bulb went off that if I get good at this, this is what I want to run with for my restaurant. And so I just kept at it, kept kind of teaching myself, you know, watching videos, reading all the books of people that were way better at cooking barbecue than I was, and started making good food. And it started getting better and better. And so at that point, it got a little more serious, and I started telling my friends, you know, I'm gonna open a restaurant.
Right.
And they're like, you fucking idiot. Yeah. You know, why would you do that? And it's like, well, the same reason, you know, I explained. You got one crack at life.
Mm-hmm.
You got one kind of shot to do what you want to do, and I'm going to try it.
And you may have had a little bit more of a leg up than a lot of people that venture into this, with having finance background and going into business and that kind of thing. I think a lot of people jump into restaurants a little bit blindly. They're like, oh yeah, I like food. And bars are the same way. Like, yeah, I like drinking. I'll open a bar.
You expect you're going to
And then you end up on Bar Rescue, you know, 2 years later, and John Taffer's in here yelling at you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you idiot kind of stuff. This person's stealing from you.
Exactly.
Your kitchen's disgusting.
You're dancing topless on the bars.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Yeah.
It's not good.
So that was definitely a big help, because I came into it as, okay, I want to have a kick-ass restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, you know, this has to make sense from a business standpoint, because the only way you stay in business is by turning a profit.
Totally.
And so it helped tremendously to understand the business side of it coming into it. So I started getting kind of serious about it. And I had one friend at the time in Chicago who had a food truck, and he jumped from... he was a stockbroker.
Okay.
And he actually got the first food truck license in Chicago.
Really?
And so he had kind of taken that path, and I was talking to him, and I told him, and he was like, okay, so you've told me officially, which means there is no going back. This is the point.
Right.
You have to follow through. Like, I'm going to make sure you follow through. You have to do it now, because you've told me, and I'm not going to let
accountable.
You. Yeah, exactly. And so that was a tremendous help for me, and he's wildly successful in Chicago right now.
What's his food venture.
So his food truck was the Salsa Truck. His name's Dan Sauls. He went to U of I with me. The food truck closed, and he opened a Mexican and Mezcaleria, Mexican place in Mezcaleria called Quixote in Logan Square. Give him a little plug. He deserves it. He's an awesome guy. And they were just recently won a Michelin Bib Gourmand award, which is one of 54 restaurants in Chicago to do that. And they're getting tons of buzz. And so he had, it's a regional Mexican place, and in the basement they have an awesome mezcal bar, which is sort of like a tequila, a little more craft. So at first I thought about doing it in Chicago, and then I kind of went down that path a little bit, and I said, you know, for a couple reasons, I'd like to do this in Peoria. One, I understand the market here a little bit better than Chicago. There's not quite as much competition.
Definitely not.
You know, I mean, Chicago, Peoria has some great restaurants, but Chicago on every block is like a world-class eatery.
Exactly.
And then, so the other thing was, if I could come up with a really good concept, I'd like to give it back to the community that I was born in and raised me and helped make me into what I am. So I moved back here, gosh, it was probably 4 years ago, and I moved back in something like February, and I expected to be open in September, and we opened in April. Things get pushed back, you know, and especially when I've never been through it. And so what we're trying to do here is barbecue, and we want to do that really, really well, but I never want to be boxed in anything I do. And so I didn't want to just be a typical barbecue joint. That's like your four standard meats of brisket, pork, chicken, and ribs, which we do have here, and we do that really well, in my opinion.
I concur.
Excellent. Thank you. But we wanted to use those smoked meats in some unexpected ways where you might not see them all the time. So we have some Asian-influenced items, like our Asian tacos and our banh mi sandwich and our smoked and fried chicken wings with our homemade Asian barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I have some friends that love the wings.
They're really, really good. They're one of our most popular items, and they were kind of from day one. Mm-hmm. We have some Mexican items. We have some different salads and some places that you don't see smoked meats or barbecue utilized. Mm-hmm. And so there's that scene that you did such a great job impersonating.
I appreciate that.
In Billy Madison, where he's in Miss Lippy's class coloring the duck.
Yeah.
You know, and coloring a blue duck. She said, well, what are you doing? There's no such thing as a blue duck. And he delivers the line, you know, well, I see a duck every day. And frankly, I wanted to see a blue duck for once. And so the barbecue is the duck, and the twist on it is the blue portion of it. So something you're familiar with, but delivered a little bit differently. And so it's the barbecue delivered a little bit differently. Blue Duck Barbecue rolls off the tongue pretty well. So it kind of came together. And we take our restaurant very seriously. We don't take ourselves very seriously. So we wanted that pop culture reference and something to kind of disarm people right away that, hey, you can relax. We're relaxed. We're enjoying our job. We have a good time. And we want you guys to, you know, we don't want this to be a stuffy place. We want you to kind of understand that this is a place to have a good time and not take anything too seriously.
Excellent.
Except the food.
Yeah.
And the beer, of course.
Definitely. Yeah. And I was going to say, you guys obviously take the beer seriously. Looking at the wall, which has your draft list up there and, you know, also the menu. And I believe that's done by the local chalk artist extraordinaire that lends his talents to every fantastic place in the area, and he did that, that's Devin.
So this
great
has,
work
this has
always.
Every everything on there is a reference to Billy Madison. So we have
the shampoo
race,
over conditioner,
we have the Drunk Chicks magazine, which is Nudie Magazine Day.
Yes.
You know,
it's too damn hot for a penguin to just be walking around.
Exactly. That was even better.
I'm growing into your Sandler impression. I'm getting there.
And the sweater he's wearing is the C. Frank sweater, where he steals that. So I told Devin a little bit, I said, hey, I want a mischievous...
There's no shirtless Chris Farley, though.
There is none. Yes. Well,
he's hidden behind the wall.
Yeah. This is all chalk, so what we've thought about doing is, you know, taking a picture of that, putting it on the wall, and then letting Devin go at something else.
Oh,
to replace that, have it be rotating a little bit. And so I said I want a mischievous duck spray painting Nib High Football Rules, which is obviously the high school in Billy Madison. And Devin's like, well, do you trust me? I was like, well, I don't really know you, but yes, I do. Yeah. And he's like, all right, well, I'm just going to go after this.
Go ham on this.
Yeah. Guy. And so he was here, you know, he has a day job. He was here at like 2 a.m.
Really?
Yeah. Like for a week straight doing this. And it turned out just That's spectacularly. Awesome. He did a really good job.
Well, I took a picture of it. So all the Drunken Maniacs can see it. I'll put it up on Instagram while they're listening to this. But we got to get to some of this beer that you guys have. And the first one we're going to start with is one that I see at a lot of places, and for good reason. We talked a little bit off air that this is a good intro beer for people getting into craft beer. And it's from North Coast Brewing Company out of Fort Bragg, California. This is the Scrimshaw Pilsner. Comes in at 4.7%. And I mean, it's a Pilsner, so it makes sense that if you're not going to go the wheat beer direction, a Pilsner is a good way to go. It's named for the delicate engravings popularized by 19th century seafarers. Scrimshaw is a fresh tasting Pilsner brewed in the finest European tradition using Munich malt and Hallertau and Tettnang hops. Scrimshaw has subtle hop character, a crisp, clean palate, and a dry finish. And I like the tap handle because it is what's supposed to be a whale's tooth with engravings on it, and that's what Scrimshaw is.
Obviously not a real whale's tooth.
No, that would be very costly.
Yeah.
We were pretty disappointed by that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the first time I had one of these was on tap at Pizza Works. It's probably Mates Fest or something like that. And I was like, oh, I do not recognize that handle. Let me try that. And so, yeah, we'll enjoy some Scrimshaw Pilsner here. Now, Annie, what's your go-to style of beer?
It depends on my mood, really. Usually, I'm more into the stouts, though.
Okay.
And
so you're excited about the upcoming weather change and the upcoming stout season.
Oh, yeah.
Although, you know, from what I hear, that doesn't really matter.
No, I drink
people really love
round.
Them. I can't drink stouts on a 95 degree day.
Especially the bourbon barrel ones.
No, thank you. Yeah.
People in the middle of the summer coming in here sometimes and they order a bowl of our chili.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what kind of stouts do you have? It's like, all right, man. I mean, if you want to put yourself sitting by a fire around Christmas time mentally, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, September is about the beginning of that for me, that I can't start much before that.
I can drink them year-round. I mean, on my birthday, I sat here eating my birthday cake and drinking a tweak.
Nice. That's a good way to celebrate the birthday. When was your birthday?
Back in March.
Oh,
but
okay.
But it was still pretty awesome.
Yeah, tweak
goes great with birthday cake.
That's, could reduce that's it good into like a syrup, for the birthday cake.
It might pancakes.
Yeah, there you go.
Tweak, it is that's a hot beer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really good. I mean, Annie, though, is really good. You know, she's our head bartender here, mm-hmm. and she was actually our first hire.
Okay.
She was our very first hire.
What year would that have been?
So that was in 2015, mm-hmm. okay. and we put an ad out, and Annie came in, and she had just left her job, actually, at another barbecue place. She was the general manager of Boss Hogs out in Banner.
Okay.
So we got her in here, and, I mean, this was still, the bar was down to the studs.
Because
we put this whole bar in here ourselves and plumbed it in. So I said, it's going to be great. It's going to be really cool. I'll give you a little tour, and you can see her eyes.
And there's just like shit laying everywhere. I'm like, where's the bar?
Like, well, this is it right here.
It's all perceptive.
And
it's a metaphorical bar.
Yeah. The only thing that was pretty was Lorraine, the smoker.
Yeah.
Like, that was there. That was pretty.
You saw that. That was probably maybe what sold you a little bit. It was like, well, at least he has a real smoker.
Yeah, I mean, I think I came in and interviewed, like, the day after it was installed or something.
Yeah.
I hadn't been in very long.
We had just started getting it going.
Yeah.
And so she's been with us, our longest tenured employee. Mm-hmm. And it's a good kind of segue into talking about the Scrimshaw here, because she's here almost all the time, almost every shift except for two every week. And if somebody comes in and they, you know, they're a Bud Light drinker or a Bush Light drinker or something like that, Annie will always say, well, have you heard of this or have you tried Scrimshaw?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a really good bridge. It's a good intro to craft beers because it's really approachable. It's got plenty of flavor, but you can drink the heck out of it, you know? So somebody who...
Very sociable.
You're not going to be turned off by, you know, hops punching you in the mm-hmm. face or a really potent stout or something like that. Yeah. And so she will always recommend this and has tremendous luck turning Bud Light or kind of domestic beer drinkers. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
After that,
the 70-year-old guys in their polo shirts and khaki shorts with crew socks and
this is
sandals.
Our gateway drug. This is our pot.
Here. This is what it's all about. You got to find that hook.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Now you mentioned your smoker is named Lorraine. Is that?
Yeah.
What's that?
So that is another pop culture reference.
Are we talking Back to the Future?
That is. God, Lorraine. You're good. You're good, Dustin. Yes. So that is Marty McFly's mom. Lorraine.
Because she was smoking back in the day?
Well, she was smoking hot. Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies. So you always have that conversation with your friends, like, what movie, if it comes on, will you always watch?
Yeah.
Back to the Future is one of those for me. And, you know, I grew up with my family always watching that. We always had the trilogy first mm-hmm. on VHS and then DVD and then, you know, Blu-ray and all that. And it's kind of a tradition to watch it. So I've seen it, you know, 100 times. And I wanted to sneak that into there, and I think, you know, every good hick has to name a smoker.
Yep.
And so that's what I did.
Well, I picked up on what you were throwing, for sure.
Yeah.
We just celebrated the one-year anniversary of Back to the Future Day.
Yes, exactly.
Came up in my Facebook,
It was so crazy that it was so close year-wise to predicting.
The Cubs win.
Yeah. And I'm a huge Cubs fan, and she's a Cardinals fan.
I'm with her.
Well, so I will give Annie all the credit in the world. We were watching Game 7 here, and it went into, you know, it was going into extra innings. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man, well, the rain delay.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is going to take forever. I was like, you know what, I'm going to finish watching this at home. And so Ali was here, our other bartender, and a couple other friends, and they went over across the way to Martini's to have a beer. And Annie and I were getting ready to go, and we saw them unrolling the tarp. And I'm like, well, we got to watch it now.
Absolutely.
And so I watched the end of it with Annie and a Cardinals fan. It was only us two, and she was cheering for the Cubs. Sorry, Cardinals fans, but she was cheering for the Cubs.
You know what?
Which
I was happy they won it last year for a couple reasons. I'm kind of like you. I'm not an asshole Cardinals fan, which there are some of.
There's some Cubs fans for every team.
But, you know, my mother has been a lifelong Cubs fan, and she lived with 3 Cardinal fans. Mm-hmm. And would go to the games, and, you know, we got our world championships in the 80s and had our runs in the, you know, 2000s and
oh,
whatnot.
Yeah.
And she hadn't had any of that. So it was like, all right, Mom, I hope you get one. I even bought her a World Champions Cubs Christmas ornament last year, and you can ask her. I even said when I put it down on the counter, I'm like, I can't believe I'm fucking buying this.
Yeah.
You know, but I love you, Mom, you know, and
that's really crossing into enemy territory.
Like, I'm buying merchandise celebrating the World Series. But yeah, I get it. And I was happy. I have tons of friends that were able to actually get that. Because I was in game 7 of 2011 when the Cardinals won it.
Against the Rangers. Right? That was crazy. Yeah. That whole series was crazy.
I was at 3 out of the 4 home games for that World Series.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I get it, and I was happy.
And Annie
didn't burn down, at least.
Annie refuses to hug or be touched by anybody, if you know her at all, and she gave me a hug.
Wow.
That was like one of the greatest days of my life.
I usually hit people in the dick when they hug me.
Or she holds
it's
a fart
involuntary
in just
reflex.
For that. Just to gasp.
Yeah.
It's she's like a porcupine, or what are a skunk.
Yeah.
She's ready made to get you away from her.
Yep.
She hugged me.
Yep, I did.
Felt so good.
Well, you know what also make you feel good? Music. And we feature music on every episode, and we have a fantastic band of the week for you. I've been a fan of this guy's music for a really long time. He's been making music since 1988. I'm talking about CJ Wildheart, formerly of the band The Wildhearts. He's now doing his own solo thing. He's from the UK, so some of you American Drunkomaniacs may not be super familiar with his musical history, but we're going to give you a great introduction. He just put out a new album called Blood that was released on his own label. It was crowdfunded, and all that money that was raised went right into making the record, and he also has his own line of hot sauces called Devil Spit that you can order on his web store. So you can buy music and you can buy hot sauce, and apparently he's got a ketchup that's like he sold out immediately. So
it's gotta be some good ketchup.
It's gotta be. he's a jack of all trades. But yeah, the new album, like I said, it's called Blood. It's an intense record. He went through some medical issues the past couple years, was kind of sidelined for making music and didn't think he was going to be able to tour anymore, and it comes out in the songs. He sounds a little hostile and angry, but you know what? Out of pain and misery, usually good things come out of it. So we're going to let you guys listen. This is the lead-off track off the new album. This is called Tea Leaf, which is Cockney rhyming slang for thief. So I'll give you that little introduction. You'll get what he's talking about. Just listen to the song. So here we go. It's CJ Wildheart with Tea Leaf here on Drunken Lullabies.
You're a tea leaf, a robber, a sneaky thief. You're like a second-rate criminal making enemies. You're a copper, a blagger, sell dogger, a spunk. You're like, wham, bam, fuck you, man, I'm taking your money.
That was CJ Wildheart with Tea Leaf off of Blood. We have more to come from CJ Wildheart, but we have more beer to drink. So that's what we're going to do. And this beer is actually kind of what facilitated this episode. A friend of the show, Gene Beaver, the mofo who made me do a shot of Malort before our episode of Drunk at the Movies. We did a Drunken Lullabies, Gene and Chris. and then followed it up by watching Basketball for Drunk at the Movies. Great. And we did Malort shots because Gene had a bottle of it in his car.
They bring it from Chicago or something?
I must have. I mean,
that's, yeah. That's
I don't know, but...
We'd always do it.
He usually doesn't venture too much outside of PBR and Goldschlager.
He brought some banquet beers from Coors because we were watching Basketball.
Yeah.
So he was sticking with the, you know, the Rocky theme. But I've drank Malort on two occasions. The first time led to me kind of introducing myself to Brianna. So that worked out all right.
Oh,
so I was like, fuck it, let's do it again and see what happens. I just got a good podcast out of it because, you know, I already got the relationship thing down and, like, I'm good on kids. And so there wasn't, like, a whole lot that this shot of Malort was going to bring me, just a good time.
I feel
time.
Like you yada, yada, yada'd the good part of that story or something. I had Malort, met Brianna, like, there was something in there.
It led to, I've told the full story on, this year's Valentine's Day episode.
Oh, sweet.
But you can go find that in the archives. I believe it's called A Very Drunk Valentine's Day, or maybe that was the first Valentine's show. I don't remember. We've done two. I've done two. I'm in the triple digits now. It's amazing. I can remember anything from the early days.
Yeah.
But we worked at a Comic-Con, separate tables. I was there running a table for Co-op Records, where I used to work and manage. And she was with a friend of hers that was selling some stuff, and we made eyes at each other through the course of the day, but did not talk.
Is that appropriate for a Comic-Con? You make eyes, but you can't talk for a while.
Well, you know, everybody there's a little awkward, but I'll talk to anybody. It just didn't happen. But I was friends with the organizer, and I was like, hey, what's the story with those girls that were on the upper level? Who are they? And he told me, and
the Malort basically made him brave enough to.
I shot her a friend request, which she accepted immediately.
All right.
And yeah, the rest is history. So,
if this isn't a Malort commercial,
you know. Speaking of Malort commercials, if you want to see a funny video that I share at least once a year, just go to YouTube, type in Malort unaired commercial, and it's a comedy video that's supposed to be a commercial for Malort, and it is hilarious because the guy has to keep doing shots of Malort, and he just gets progressively drunker, and he throws up on himself, and he's ready to fight, and his clothes start disappearing every take.
Yeah,
so by the end, he's in like a wife beater in his boxers, I think.
Have you had Malort in?
It's something.
It's been a while.
Oh gosh,
it's been a while.
I prefer not.
Worked that in, thanks, Annie.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everybody caught my yada yada Seinfeld reference,
yes,
for
course,
a drink
of course.
The listenership.
So, this beer, this is from Stone in collaboration with the fantastic punk rock band NoFX. This is the Punkin' Drublic, named after their landmark album. I got to hear them play that album in its entirety at Riot Fest a couple years ago. That was very, very cool to see Fat Mike and everybody up there singing the classics, but never did I think I would get to drink a beer named after it. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know Fat Mike was a huge craft beer fan. Maybe he isn't. I don't know. But Stone, being out of Escondido, California, evidently hooked up with them, and they have released this beer, and it's an IPL, which that is not quite, you know, you've heard of IPAs. IPL's not quite as popular. It's an India Pale Lager.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hoppy lager brewed with Huel melon hops. That is literally the only description, aside from saying it's 5.8% and it has not available IBUs in it. So your guess is as good as mine on that. But it's got a flavor profile. It's hoppy, light, clean, bitter, and sharp. I feel like there's some synonyms in there. And it just shows that everybody's taste buds are different, I guess. So, we talked a little bit earlier. You guys got this beer. It was a bit of a surprise, but Mr. Puffer, friend, he has yet to be on a show. I've talked to him about it. It'll happen eventually. But Eric contacted you guys to see if you wanted to get some of this.
So how it happened was the other bartender, Ali, who's a huge pain in my ass,
Sorry, Ali.
Texted me a picture of it and said, hey, can you try to get this beer for me? And I said, well, I'll see what I can do. So he's like, well, if you do, I'll work the last three brunches for you, which is huge because, you know, he goes to bed when the sun rises. So for him to get back out of bed is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and we open up earlier when the Riverfront Market is here for brunches. We do barbecue brunch.
Gotcha.
And so you have to get up earlier. So it's good, but sometimes the staff, it's not the staff's most favorite thing to come in for.
Right.
So this was certainly a carrot that she was dangling out
for Ali. Yeah, yeah. So I asked my rep, Chris, and I'm like, can you get me any of this beer? He's like, no, there's... can't get it, you know.
Only in California.
It's only out west. Said, okay. So, a couple weeks go by, Puffer comes in. He's sitting there. I'm like, Puffer, I need you to do me a favor. I said, can you get me at least a couple cans of this? You know, trying to, you know, please the little guy getting his beer. So, he's like, I don't know if I can. And he's like, let me text a couple people. And he ended up getting me a barrel of it.
Nice.
So... that's how it came to be, and I've never seen Ali so giddy in all my life.
Yeah.
Like,
it was crazy.
Yeah.
He was like a kid on Christmas, you know? It was like, you know, he wanted a can of it, and thinking
like
we could
Ralphie getting his Red Rider.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Ali's going to shoot his eye out with this beer.
He is.
And so, it was like, you know, can you get a can of this? And it came about like, well, I can't get a can, but I can get you a barrel of this. And it was crazy that we could get it because it was our understanding that, you know, it was only in California.
Right.
And so with Stone, we've always had their stuff on tap. And Stone IPA is very popular. Mm-hmm. It's available in most bars in the area and most bars in general. It's probably their most popular beer. And so the distributor came to us when we were opening and was like, well, we'd like to have a few of the big names with maybe some of their lesser known brews.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a long time, we had Stone Cali Belgique, which is, how would you describe that,
it's
Annie?
It's a Belgian style IPA.
So it's it's like a Belgian wheaty IPA.
I think we may have had that here.
It was possible. Well, they discontinued it. It was a huge seller for us, but maybe we were the only ones that were selling the shit out of it.
You love Belgians, and you are a hophead. So, yeah, it's like if you see a Belgian IPA, that's 9 times out of 10, that's what you're going to order. So, yeah, the NoFX, I think it popped up on their Facebook. They're not the band of the week. I'm not sure who that was. But maybe I'll contact them later for another show. But they have this beer available, and it was for like a little bit of a festival that they were doing. Pretty much just going up the West Coast. It was strictly California with maybe one or two dates in Washington or Oregon. I don't know, but it definitely wasn't hitting. It was not hitting Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting to have a friend of mine from out west get me a can to try on the show. So yeah, it worked out nicely when Gene was like, hey, Blue Duck is getting Punkin' Drublic. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, would you want to do a show with him? And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm always looking for new places to do shows with. And he's like, cool, I can probably make that happen. I'm like, all right.
That's awesome that it worked out and came together like that.
I'm always leery of letting him be a mouthpiece for me when I don't know what he's saying, though. He's a character.
Yeah.
He's the classiest, trashy guy you'll ever meet.
There's a good way to describe
him.
Well, and then Ali had listened to your podcast pretty regular, and he brought it to our attention.
Oh, okay.
And so he said...
thanks for listening.
Yes, indeed. And he was like, you know, this guy, Dustin, has a really cool podcast, and, you know, I think it'd be a really cool way to feature this beer. Definitely. You know, talk about the Blue Duck as well. And so I'm glad it came together.
It all works out, man.
What do you think of this?
Synergy. Very tasty. I would definitely, and we usually do picks of the week towards the end, but sometimes we'll give updates as we go through the show. If I was here drinking, I would order this over the Scrimshaw, but that's because I'm a huge hophead.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'm in the mood for a Pilsner. Like, I don't need anything to kick me in the dick or whatever. And I looked towards Annie when I said that.
She's always good for a good dick kick.
Pretty much.
But yeah, it's a good IPL, and I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not a style that you see.
It's got like a dryness to it.
It does.
Like right after the hop, it's like this dryness, or like a, I don't want to nerd out too hard on it, but it's almost like a like mustiness to it. You know what I'm saying?
It's like your grandparents' attic.
Yeah, right. I don't know if that's a good way. I don't know if the brewers would be like, that's what
is
we're
that
going
a tasting
for.
Note?
Yeah.
Very attic-y.
What does that taste like? I don't know what you were licking as a child.
Oh, where's not going to go there.
Damn, Dustin. Dustin's in the attic again.
Good Lord. All right. But yeah.
It's good. This is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very unique. I don't know that I've had a beer of this style that you can really compare it to.
And I'm guessing, you know, most likely it's going to be a one-off.
Oh, yeah.
Four Stone. Like, if you don't get it now, you're probably not going to get it. I don't see this being added to their canning line, given its exclusivity.
Right.
They may do, you know, another one down the road or something with NoFX or another band, and it'll probably be a totally different beer. So it's always nice when you get to try these limited edition, smaller batch beers, because you missed the boat.
Yeah.
You know?
It's cool to get it into Peoria, too. You
yeah,
know? It's
definitely.
Like a smaller, you know, mid-market city doesn't always get those one-off exclusive, especially a brewery like Stone, which mm-hmm. is a big-time brewery,
effort,
you know? Yeah, so yeah. It's cool that we're able to get it. I mean, we feel privileged to have it, and we, you know, hope everybody that gets to try it enjoys it
well,
as well.
Well, shout out and thank you to Mr. Eric Puffer for helping make this all possible. My apologies for all the tiny pictures of you all over the Fox with your long hair. When he showed up for it, we had him everywhere, like hidden. We had little pictures of Rixner and little pictures of Puffer, and they were hidden all across the restaurant. There's still some that have not been found yet.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
pretty
it's
amazing.
Like a where's Waldo? It's where's Puffer? So, yeah. We made stickers and we put them everywhere.
We've got little duck Easter eggs in here. Like if you look above your head, looking down
okay.
on you.
Yeah,
it literally is looking down at you.
Yes.
That's Howard.
Yeah, we named
Howard
them all.
The duck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, yeah. So
and that fantastic movie, that'll be a future episode of Drunk at the Movies. You almost have to be slightly in at least two sheets. To
I'd say that's a
that.
Good
yeah.
level.
I liked it as a kid, but the older I got, the less good it
became. It didn't have staying power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Leah Thompson, Lorraine, but when she's having a romantic love scene with a duck, that's a little much to take in. So, but what isn't too much to take in is more music from CJ Wild Heart. And we have a song we were talking about. You know, licking things in an attic. I don't know how else to segue. The song is called "Kiss It." So we're gonna switch things up a little bit and switch from licking to kissing. So here we go. This is CJ Wildheart off the new album Blood. This is "Kiss It" here on Drunken Lullabies.
Apologize. Kiss it. You want me to kiss you? That's right. Why do you do it?
And we're back. That was CJ Wildheart with Kiss It. That was an intense song, and now we've got an intense beer for the second time this episode. This beer is brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. We're going to have one of my favorites that Blake, Brewmaster Blake, has made. This is from the Derailment series. It was, I believe, the first beer they bottled. This is the Dark Territory. We're looking at an 8.5%. It's a, what is it, Imperial Stout?
It's a double chocolate caramel stout.
Okay.
Mouthful.
Yes. It packs a punch with chocolate and coffee notes that finishes with a sweet caramel flavor. And I believe the last time we featured this on the show, it was when we recorded at the Players Lounge, which is the upper level of Iron Spike. Have either of you guys been to Galesburg to check out the old firehouse?
I have not.
I haven't been. I've been over to Galesburg. Family came over to Peoria from Galesburg. My grandparents did, but I have not been over there to the brewery yet. I've had some of their beers here. I want to get over there soon. I like their beers, and I like local beers doing well. Mm. And Iron Spike's doing just that. So I want to go over
there and check it out.
Yeah.
And I'm not paid to say that. You know, like, I contacted them about the sponsorship because I liked the company.
Yeah.
I'm not that big of a whore that, you know, if I'm going to...
Just the appropriate level of whore,
exactly.
Right?
if I'm going to drink a beer on a weekly basis, I want it to be something I'm going to enjoy. I'm not going to lie to the listeners. I have at least that much integrity, although it may not seem like it.
Yeah.
if you listen to the show. But, yeah, so Iron Spike, they're expanding the bottling line. They just got the Peanut Buster Porter that is now being bottled. And they were just working on labels for another addition to the bottling line. I don't know if I can say
Peanut
it
Buster Porter would be good to
or not.
Yeah.
But I know...
I'm mostly thinking about food.
cookies and pancakes.
Yeah, cookies and pancakes.
You think that's
how can we put this beer on food?
In birthday cake.
Yeah.
I always like when restaurants are able to incorporate the beers into the food.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they do beer dinners at a lot of places. The beer I was referring to that is being added to the list is the Citra Comet. It's a IPA. Obviously with a name like Citra. I don't know when that's going to start hitting the shelves, but keep an eye out for that. And you guys, you're so popular, there's people, they're coming in early trying to eat. They know the food's good.
Yeah, we do have that occasionally.
They can't wait till 5.
Yeah.
They gotta get that barbecue now.
We do have people. It's funny, if you sit here sometimes in between, we close from 2 to 5 during the week, in between lunch and dinner to kind of get the night shift ready with all the barbecue meats, and we'll see somebody
need prep time
peering longingly through the window.
Just let me get a taste.
Yeah.
You know. Just
itching.
Yeah.
You know, hey man, you got any more
barbecue? I just want, just a little taste, man.
Yeah. So we're glad to, we're glad to elicit that sort of reaction.
Oh, for sure.
You know, certainly
they like what Lorraine is cooking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, indeed.
And I like the Stark Territory. I like.
Yeah, this is really good. It's not for being over 8%. It's not like
smooth,
you know. Yeah. You're getting hit in the face with booze. So
much like their the Dead Man's Double, their double IPA.
Yeah.
Drinks like a regular IPA, but.
Dangerous.
Stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those will catch up with you if you're not paying attention. But it's always nice when I go to a local restaurant and you see local beer. Because that's how it should be. You know, you have your bigger names on the tap list, but you know, you'll also see at a lot of places, you'll see your Iron Spikes, you'll see Triptych, you'll see Distill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to help boost the local economy and also the beer scene, and you know, make people venture out and see what's in the area rather than just sticking with, you know, your AB InBevs and all those
I mean, I think that goes for any sort of artisan or anybody doing something locally. You want to support them if they're doing good at their work.
Yep.
You know, AB InBev is always going to be around.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not going anywhere. But, you know, Joe Brewer down the street who's put everything
his
into
name's, his... Nick Babcock. Bearded Owl.
Yes.
It's opening soon. literally down the street. I'm going to be doing an episode with
them. We've got a couple breweries now down the street because we've got Mark Johnstone over at Rodell's as well, who does a really, really
Water
good job. Water
Street's a happening place.
Yeah. You know, we're proud to be a part of it.
We've done a show at Tannin Isn't in Hops. Mm-hmm. You got 8-Bit.
Yeah.
You got Time.
Right.
If you want to come to Peoria on a Friday night, you literally can just park in one of the lots here on Water Street. You don't have to leave this road. You don't need to venture out to the dance clubs. If you're just looking to drink good beer and have a good time, there's tons of options. This is where we go.
There's now Peoria City Government and the Peoria Riverfront Association and the Downtown Development Corp, if they're listening to this, are very happy to hear you say exactly that, because that's the buzzword there, or the buzz phrase is park, have it be a destination.
Yeah.
Park down here and walk.
Yeah.
So you don't have to specifically say we're going to the Blue Duck, although I would like everybody to say specifically,
you know,
coming to the Blue Duck.
If you're in the mood for barbecue, go to Blue Duck.
Yeah.
If you're like, I ate there last night.
Come on back.
Come back and have the burger.
If you need some fish and chips or something, you can go to Kelleher's.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many good options down here on this road. And a lot of times there's concerts thrown by the Riverfront Association right under the bridge.
Yeah.
I've been to several of them. We saw Goo Goo Dolls not too long ago when they just had a country music festival.
Yeah, the Tailgate and Tall Boys here. So they have music to satisfy
and
all tastes.
And you guys are close enough.
They had Nelly down here, too.
Yeah, I heard that was a shit show.
I was at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was there.
I was at that
Maybe
one.
Maybe I shouldn't bring
dolls.
That up. That might be a bit of a sore spot, but in general.
I heard they ran out of beer and didn't start on time.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
were really upset.
I mean, if you looked at the pictures of the crowd early on, you know, everybody's smiling and happy. About 9:30, everybody's flipping the camera off.
Yeah.
It got pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Nelly did a good job.
Yeah.
You know,
I live up on the bluff off of Knoxville, and it's funny, you could hear it carry all the way up there. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
That's why they have to end at a certain time because of those noise.
But I mean, there's a lot of awesome stuff happening down here.
Yeah,
you guys are
close.
You know, proud to be a part
pre-game
of it.
Pre-game destination.
So, yeah, yeah. And we have a ton of people for concerts or shows or games going on at the Civic Center. We get a ton of good business from that. You know, people come in before or after the event and come check us out and, you know, support our neighbors as well. And so it's cool to be part of that community down here. And that's what we want, you know, as the local people doing cool things here, you want to support them and make sure they can stay in business. And so we always want to be a part of that community and, you know, work those local beers or things that we can, some of the, you know, stuff from the farmers market, support them in terms of incorporating their products into what we do. And so it can all kind of help each other be successful. So
excellent.
It's a cool thing to do in a town like this. And I hope that continues and grows.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of growing, the FCF network, our network, it's constantly growing. We're adding new shows all the time that we hope all the listeners enjoy checking out. So I think this is a good opportunity to play an ad for one of those shows. Let's go with one of the newer ones recently added to the network. They like to watch crappy movies and talk about it. From the Joliet area, this is B-Movie Breakdown. All right, and that was the B-Movie Breakdown. You can check them out at the FCFnetwork.com. And it's now time. You guys know what's coming. We're wrapping up. It's the end of the show. They're like, hey, you guys haven't drank a beer from Distill yet. Well, that's because it hasn't been time yet, but it is now. It is time for the Sponsor Spotlight!
Hip hop, hip hop, my voice is like a monster, and now a word from my sponsor.
Okay, here we go. I got a crowler. Our good friend Jeremy aka Wicked Stash, hooked me up with some freshies from Distill last week. And he, aside from some bottles of the new Dos Vidania variants that aren't even out yet, and some other stuff, he gave me some crowlers from the tap wall. And this is the Pilot IPA number 3. We featured the Pilot IPA number 1 on previous episode at Distill. This was originally dubbed Tim's Mistake. We made a joke. Because it got extra hopped. But it is a tasty beverage. This is the third run of it. And that's what we're going to drink for today's sponsor spotlight. And yes, I got this and a couple other ones. But for an IPA, I figure the fresher the better. So we'll knock the IPA out for the first episode. So that's why we're drinking that today.
Definitely. So is a crowler a can growler? Correct. Is that the combination?
Yeah, it supposed to stay fresher longer. Because it seals in, you know, with the glass growlers, you know, you lose some of the carbonation. They're also smaller portioned. You get a full growler, you have to drink it usually within, I say 24. They say sometimes 48, depends on how tight you seal it up, but...
I didn't know they were supposed to take that long.
Yeah. You're supposed to drink
it
pretty quick.
Put it over
quick.
The shoulder like a pirate.
With this, I mean, most of them, you could knock that out in a night if you're by yourself. That's going to be about 2 pints.
Yeah.
So it's not as intimidating of a challenge as like, well, once I open it, I got to drink it all. But I mean, when you're a semi-professional... That's not a challenge at all. Like that's what I call Thursday night.
Right.
And then when we,
or in our case, Wednesday afternoon.
Exactly. Yeah. We get Brianna involved, and I'm only getting half of it anyway. So that's just round one. So yeah, this is. There's not a whole lot of information. Like I said, it's just available at Distill. This is one that you're not going to see. On the shelf at your liquor store, it's just going to be draft only. Eventually, they may give it a fancy name and add it to the line. They've been expanding their line quite a bit. There's a Moon Jumper, which we're gonna feature that down the road. We've also got the there's a Creek Wild Sour coming out. That's just started getting canned. This week, I believe. So there's a lot of new additions for you guys to try. But we thought we would feature this one today. Now, is Distill one, you guys ever have any Distill stuff on draft?
We don't have any right now. We had their sours for a while. And we're probably going to be getting some again.
You guys fans of sours?
I am. I like sours a lot. I think it's still, like in larger cities... Sours are, you know, very in vogue, and they're good, but they're lesser known. And you have your sour heads here in Peoria that come in looking for sours. And beyond that, you know, if you're not used to them, it can be a challenging beer, a challenging flavor. I really like them a lot. We weren't selling quite enough of the sours, but I think as they continue to gain some steam, we'll be getting some more in.
Excellent.
And I really like them. And I think once you kind of have a little bit of them and kind of get used to this, what a sour is.
Yeah, you got to get used to the taste of it.
You know, other people kind of hop on board as well.
Definitely.
So it's funny with this because, you know, every IPA has its own kind of skunky brand of scent.
Yeah.
You know, each one you kind of have to smell.
And I'm not sure
this is
what all hops are in this.
No. But it's got like, I hope this isn't it's not meant as a dig on it because I actually really like this beer. Yeah. And I'm not a big IPA fan, but it's got a gym sock quality to the nose on it. It's really musty.
It's 6.2%.
You know? It's like really
attic-y.
Yeah.
No, this is more basement.
Yeah, we're
basement.
Going to the basement.
We're taking it down a
the
floor.
The dankness of a basement.
Like in socks in the basement.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean seriously
space.
Though, every IPA has a very distinctive like scent, like kind of dank, skunky type of scent, and that's that's what I'm getting from this. And Annie can attest, I'm not an IPA guy, but I really like this. This is very good.
So. Yeah, very smooth.
Well, we're going to finish our pilot IPAs. We're going to let you guys hear the last song of the week from our band of the week, CJ Wildheart. We're going to take it back to an older album from his album, Mabel. This is the lead-off track. This is called Better Late Than Never, here on Drunken Lullabies.
Hey folks, this is Kevin from Let's Try This, a podcast with me and my wife, Steph, where you will find out that we are anything but the conventional couple. We tackle subjects like professional wrestling, reality TV, and we'll be trying new things, like weirdo healthy foods from the section you pass in the grocery store. We think we're funny sometimes, well, at least I do, so we hope you think we're funny too. You can find Let's Try This on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network at fcfnetwork.com, as well as all of your favorite podcast apps. Let's Try This. Because why not?
And that was Better Late Than Never. And this beer is better enjoyed late than never, in my opinion, much like any beer. So hope you guys enjoyed CJ Wildheart's music. Look him up online. He's on Facebook. He's got his website where you can buy his music, you can buy his hot sauce, maybe the ketchup will be available again, who knows, maybe he'll have his own line of mayonnaise by the time this comes out. I don't know, the dude's all over the place, but check out the new album, Blood. You can find it on Spotify if you want to check it out before you buy it, but yeah, hope you check out CJ Wildheart. Alright, well, I would like to thank you guys for hosting us here during the in-between shift. If you hear a door swinging open, that's because
they're getting ready. They got dinner service coming up here in mere minutes. So we need to scoot and get our asses out of the prime spots at the bar. But before we do that, we need to let these guys let you know all things going on with Blue Duck right now. It's beginning of November. It's a fantastic place to come for a nice fall meal,
yeah.
I would say.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it was our pleasure to have you. First off, we appreciate you coming in and checking out the place and featuring us on here. You know, barbecue, I think it's good for all seasons, but especially yes. as, you know, it's getting a little bit colder. You know, it's a meat-centric type of cuisine. Mm-hmm. So as you're looking to cultivate mass for the winter, this is a good spot to do it. And we're going to be featuring some specials throughout the winter, fall and winter, kind of our smoked take on some fall classics. We're going to have some stews and some soups. And as November rolls around for Thanksgiving, we're going to be doing some things with turkey.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, like we're probably going to have a smoked fair-style turkey leg, like the big barbaric legs.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, yeah, and some smoked turkey sandwiches and different things like that. So we encourage everybody to come down as the weather cools off and try some of the specials we'll have on. If you want to kind of keep up with us, we're at blueduckbarbecue.com. We're also, we have Twitter, we have Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook. Any of your big review sites, we're on all of those. And we post updates all the time about beers that we're going to be having mm-hmm. and also the food we're featuring as well. And first person you'll probably see when you come in is Annie, and she'll take good care of everybody that comes in here. That's excellent. A guarantee. So
just don't bring her any strawberries.
Yeah, and don't try to hug her either.
Yeah,
unless
you're into the rough stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Unless you're into attic wicking and stuff.
Yeah,
pancakes and stouts.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Annie likes stouts, so.
So yes, Annie, Gavin, thank you for having us here, for drinking some beer with us, and talking all about Blue Duck. So, all right. Well, hopefully you Drunken Maniacs enjoyed that. Hopefully they will see you here at the Blue Duck. Be sure to tell them Drunken Lullaby sent you. It won't get you anything, but maybe a high five. So, this is The Voice saying, until next week, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you next time.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Dustin Wyckoff. Executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.